Early in the morning, clerks in the 9th District prepared for the recount. Dozens of observers and lawyers were already in place at courthouses in Sheboygan, Manitowoc, Fond du Lac, and Calumet counties. At the same time, a federal judge in Milwaukee was considering a motion for a temporary restraining order to stop the recount. Sheboygan Republican Joe Lipum, the winner by 20 votes, wanted the judge to stop the process before it began. By mid-morning, the judge had denied that. But Lipum also filed a complaint with the court, which is still under consideration. Lipum alleges this recount is unconstitutional.
There are two types of ballots. There are paper ballots and there are electronic ballots. And we believe that there should be a consistent procedure for recounting each of those types of ballots district-wide. Our view would be that they should be recounted in the same way in which they were originally counted on Election Day.
Instead, according to Elections Board papers, in one county, ballots will be run through an automatic counting machine after being manually sorted. The judge will hear Lipum's case Monday afternoon. Until then, the recount is underway. Jim Baumgart wants to keep it that way.
Now the count has started. My opponent is questioning and worried, and he should be, because 20 votes ahead is not a lot when you have 55,420 votes that will be reviewed, and then maybe some that were missed. So there are some odd things that need to be checked, and every vote will be looked at. And at the end, win or lose, every person who has voted will know that they've had their vote counted.
Baumgart says if the tables were turned, he would not have sought to stop the recount, because he says he has every confidence in the process.
When they count 100 ballots, they're going to have four or five people counting every ballot with them. And so to make an error, it's going to be very difficult, and they want to take this slow.
Lipum says even that careful process is flawed because it doesn't mirror methods used election night.
And if there is a violation of the United States Constitution, I think it's my right and responsibility to be asking that this process be brought in line with our constitutional processes.
Lipum says he believes a recount using the same methods as the election will confirm his razor-thin win. But Jim Baumgart says he's optimistic he'll return as senator from the 9th. Optimistic enough, Baumgart says, to still have his victory statement in his pocket. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.